The most mature of the Microsoft testing tools, Visual Studio Load Test, has been used by several internal development teams, such as Team Foundation Server, Windows, Microsoft Game Studios, and latest, Visual Studio Online. Visual Studio makes it very easy to get started with Load Test. Going File New Project of type Web Performance Test will immediately give you a recorder to record your web application. After you've recorded your actions, you can then go in and add a load test to your project, which will actually kick off the wizard, asking how do we want to step up this, what tests we want to run, go out and set the distribution of those tests, take a look at different configurations, like what network traffic do I want to set, what browsers do I want to include this from, and local things such as what performance counters. Also, how long do I want to run this test? Now, running this test is going to run on my local machine using the agent that Visual Studio has installed. If I want to scale this out, I need to install the agent on machines on my network and load a test controller to actually go out and control those agents to run the load test. Now, scaling this out to hundreds of machines without having to do that work, Visual Studio Online makes this very, very easy. By going out and looking at your test settings, there is a new option for running it in Visual Studio Online. This will enable us to spin up virtual machines and run your load test for you. Now, this outside-in view doesn't know what your applications are doing. Integration with Application Insights will give you a 360 view of how your applications are behaving while that load test is running. And you'll see that we make it very easy by going into the Applications node in your load test, right-clicking, and choosing Add Application. Now running the load test, I can go out and take a look at what my code's doing. Here, you see that I've opened up the performance monitoring from within Visual Studio, and I can see that I have got different dependencies, I've got different requests, and taking a look at the slowest calls, I can then drill down into the different events that my code has gone through while running this load test. Here, you'll see that I've opened up one of these events, an exception, and I can actually get details from within the web experience or opening up the IntelliTrace file. IntelliTrace has been enhanced for Application Insights to open up the change set if I'm not on the machine that the development was done from. From that change set, I can then step directly into code and go into a live debug session. Now, after I've resolved any issues I may have found with my load test, we also actually do integration with the availability monitoring. By using the same exact web recording that we made initially at the beginning of this video, I can go out and make sure that those pages that I have just added to my web application are always available, and I can see their performance from 16 points of presence from across the planet. So this is a worldwide tour of load testing and Application Insights and how together they make it much easier to load test your applications. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy.